Franklin Templeton files Bitcoin DRIP ETFs. That funneled dividends into BTC. Franklin Templeton filed for two exchange-traded funds with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that do something most equity funds do not. They take the dividends paid by the stocks they hold and buy Bitcoin with them. Decrypt reported the filing on June 19, 2026, describing it as a structural twist on the standard dividend reinvestment plan. The two products are the Franklin U.S. Equity Bitcoin DRIP Index ETF and the Franklin U.S. Innovation Bitcoin DRIP Index ETF. Both filings landed while crypto sentiment sat at the floor. Bitcoin traded at $62,471 as of June 19, 2026, down 2.3% on the day, and CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index read 19, or extreme fear. The timing is its own data point. An issuer is building Bitcoin accumulation into a product during the part of the cycle when most retail flows go the other way. The dividend to Bitcoin mechanism, a normal drip, routes a company's dividend back into more of that same company's stock. Franklin Templeton's version breaks that loop. The funds hold a basket of U.S. equities, collect the cash dividends those companies pay out, and systematically convert that cash into Bitcoin rather than into additional shares. The indices behind the funds start with a 5% Bitcoin weighting and 95% equities. Bitcoin exposure is capped at 20%, and the portfolios rebalance quarterly. That structure means BTC accumulates gradually from the dividend stream, but the funds stay equity first by design. A holder gets most of their exposure from stocks, with Bitcoin layered on top as the dividends compound over time rather than as a single large allocation. The equity baskets come from two VettaFi indices. The equity fund tracks the VettaFi U.S. Large Cap 500 Index, and the innovation fund tracks the VettaFi U.S. Innovation 100 Index. So one product leans broad market, the other leans toward higher growth names. A structured wrapper competing on mechanism. This is not a spot Bitcoin ETF, and it is not a futures product. It is a structured wrapper, the same category that has produced covered call income funds and other engineered designs over the past year. Issuers have moved past plain spot exposure and started competing on mechanism. BlackRock's BIDA, for example, caps Bitcoin upside to generate yield. Franklin Templeton is going the other direction, using an existing boring equity portfolio as a funding source for steady BTC purchases. The appeal for a certain investor is the automation. Instead of manually taking dividend income and buying Bitcoin on an exchange, the fund does it on a schedule inside a single ticker. It is dollar cost averaging into BTC, paid for by corporate America's dividends, with the tax and custody handling abstracted into the ETF wrapper. Fees were not specified in the preliminary filing, which matters. The cost of the wrapper determines whether the convenience is worth it versus simply holding a low-cost index fund and a spot Bitcoin product side by side. Until Franklin Templeton discloses an expense ratio, the math is incomplete. Timeline and what is still open under the standard SEC review window, the funds could begin trading roughly 75 days after filing, which points to an early September launch if the process runs without delay. That date is not guaranteed. Preliminary filings can be amended, repriced, or pulled. The auto-convert idea here will feel familiar to anyone who has used crypto payment products. Several crypto cards run a similar pattern in reverse at the point of sale, converting crypto to fiat the moment you spend. And some stablecoin-denominated cards let you hold a stable balance while settling in local currency. The Bitcoin DRIP funds take that same automated conversion logic and aim it at accumulation instead of spending. For readers who treat cashback and yield as a slow-stacking mechanic, a dividend stream pointed at BTC is the institutional version of the same habit.